Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We're just talking about Charles Barkley and Kevin Durant in the last segment and sensitivity with athletes and, you know, Charles Barkley, who will speak his mind, talking about how this generation and feels that they can't be criticized. And Key made the point that, look, in every generation, you have some people who are going to have different, you know, who are going to be more and less sensitive. And Jay, you basically made the same point. It's not, you know, like he's going in a generation, but it's really about the individual, right?
I'm more so made the point about Michael Jordan, the toughest player of all time, who is obviously sensitive because Charles Barkley said he was a poor
owner.
That was
his man, though. Like, maybe he feels that some kind of way because that's his dude. He feels like he's
getting stabbed. You don't think we got mans up here on TV? Got
boys. KD and Charles Barkley, that's not, you know, it's not the same relationship, right?
Okay. But, like, I thought toughest of all time. And get through anything.
See, people,
you better leave him alone,
people don't
Jay.
Like it when people don't like it when you stare.
I'm not saying I'm not going against it. That's my dude. I'm just trying to say
Michael Jordan's not above criticism. Neither is Bill Belichick or anyone.
I'm gonna tell y'all something, okay? I'm gonna tell you a really quick story because I know we got Dan Hurley coming up on the show, head coach of UConn basketball. So this is how athletes are built, and I'm sure Dan, I would love to get your opinion on this.
Oh, Dan's here. Okay, good. Dan Hurley, UConn head coach, with us now. Morning, coach.
Dan, not you as a coach.
Good morning, fellas.
But yeah, actually, you know what? You as a coach and a player, Dan, are you gonna tell me from the way you were raised that you didn't take negative things that people said about you and your career and use it as motivation, and you didn't take that thing personally?
I mean, I'm still doing it. I mean, I've been doing it the whole season this year. I mean, you know, you're trying not to live on social media, you know, and you're not necessarily looking for the negative stuff. But, you know, I know the media people that have taken shots at us this year, shots at me as a coach this year when we weren't playing well. And, you know, that's not why I watched extra film but, you know, certainly another log on the fire, no doubt.
Dan, I know you write their names down? You write those quotes down, Dan? Tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Dan, I know you since I've been seven years old now.
It's not very Jersey City. No, Jay, well, it's not very Jersey City of me, but I'm like, you know, part of me, I don't want, like, critics, like people on the sideline that never got in the fire. I almost don't want them to know it bothered me. So, you know, because that makes me look, I think, a little bit weak. So, you know, I don't, when I see them and now they want to write a puff piece, I don't let them know. Mm.
Dan Hurley, UConn head coach. Hey, when you look at the scores of your games, right, coach, and they haven't been close, how do you keep your players from getting overconfident?
I just think, you know, we had that tough stretch, you know, during Big East play where we got away from our identity. I mean, it's a formula. You know, you'll be the hardest playing team on the court. You know, you got to win. You know, you got to win the rebounding war. You've got to the one thing you control during the game, you know, is obviously the effort, the rebounding, and then your defensive performance. Like, you could always play a great defensive game, right? And then share the ball offensively and keep the ball alive. So, you know, we have a formula, man. Like, play harder than the opponent, win the rebounding, defend at an elite level, and then, you know, keep that ball moving and play offense for each other. When we get, you know, when you get two on the ball, spray it somewhere. If the help doesn't come, you know, go finish.
Dan Hurley, UConn head coach, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Dan, a lot of talk this weekend. People are talking about how this is the craziest tournament people have ever seen. Obviously, 16 seeds beating 1 seeds, 15s over 2s. We have no more blue bloods. Do you think people have forgotten that UConn is a blue blood? Do you think people have forgotten the history behind UConn basketball?
Yeah. You know, 2000, or put it like this, part of our recruiting pitch when we were terrible. And you know, the program was in a bad way post 2014, and I think when I took the job, we were closer to a 200 KenPom than we were a number one KenPom in terms of the efficiency of the team. So, you know, it had sunk to a level where people had forgotten. Obviously, the AAC and kind of being banished, to a conference that didn't fit the brand or the location or the history, really hurt. But listen, I'm looking at the wall with four NCAA championship banners, and then we got lottery picks for days on the right side of the practice facility. It's a blue blood program, but blue bloods are only blue bloods if you have the right coaches and the right players. Places are just places. It's always about the people that are in those places.
Dan, the tournament has always been about the guard play, and the Hurricanes got a couple nice guards. How do you think defensively that matchup works for you?
Yeah, listen, they stress out your one-on-one defense at a high level. Isaiah Wong is a kid from Jersey, that kind of like Jay Will in a way. Like, I tried to recruit Jay Will to come to Rutgers back in the day. He went to Duke on me. Isaiah Wong, I tried to recruit to UConn, and he went to Miami on us. So we're familiar with him, obviously, with him and Pack. And I think Miller is like the real unique matchup problem. Those three guys right there are a problem to guard, and they do a really good job of spreading you out and spacing the court. And our one-on-one defense is really, really going to be stressed.
Dan, I think one of the reasons why I always enjoy talking to you or being around you is because you grinded, man. Even going back to the St. Benedict prep days, right? Take me back to Wagner. A lot of people don't know, your humble beginnings. What were some of the things that you learned at Wagner College in Staten Island that have prepared you for this type of moment in your career?
Yeah, Wagner. Jay Will, I always think the best thing that happened to me was getting, being part of that Rutgers staff that got fired. And then going to the high school level and, teaching history and, becoming a high school coach and, really learning how to be a leader and, learning how to be a coach without the pressure, of like the college climbing the ladder thing. So, going to, being at St. Benedict's, learning from the headmaster there, Father Edwin Leahy, how to be a leader, how to be a coach, being able to make mistakes and learn my own style. But then, going to, to a place like Wagner, where the AD took a chance on me and Walt Hamline and you're obviously coaching, at a place that didn't have a lot of resources. Me hired my brother straight away. We took over a program that had won five games the year before we got there. And then 2 years later, we won 25 games and, beat Pitt on the road. It was like a top 15 team, and it validated for me that the things I learned from my dad as a coach and the model I used and developed as a high school coach, could work at the college level.
Dan Hurley, UConn head coach, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Dan, St. Anthony's High School, one of the most prestigious high schools in the country for basketball, in which your father, Bob Hurley Sr., has coached for a long time, is shut down in 2017. Obviously, I know you're doing this for you, but every time I watch a game, I see him in the stands, him and Bobby were there as well, your brother. If you were to win a national championship, what do you think that would mean for your dad?
It's been emotional. I probably said a couple months ago, when you get through the non-conference and you realize you got a squad, you're sort of telling my wife, Andrea, like, I feel a lot of pressure, because my dad goes to the Final Four every year and he's been doing it his whole life, even though he's a high school coach and an all-time great coach. Don't mistake that, right? If he decided to do the college thing, they would talk about him the way they talk about Coach K and all the greats. But I did feel pressure, to have him, not just go to a Final Four to watch, a bunch of random college teams like he's always done throughout his basketball life, but I wanted him to experience it behind the scenes and to experience it, with me or Bob. Obviously, I would have preferred it was with me, I've cried a lot. I mean, I cry, you know, you felt that pressure when you know you got a squad, and then now you're going through some, you know, some struggles during conference play, and, you know, you're starting to, you know, internalize some of that, because you do. I mean, my dad's the, you know, the patriarch of this whole basketball Hurley clan thing, and I think another part of it too, you just want to make him proud. He's a hard guy to please because he's a tough man and he's a perfectionist, and, you know, maybe I'm finally, you know, pleasing him
Dan, just your pursuit of being great every day, man. Bob, I know he loves that. He loves that, man. And I know that you guys have a hell of a matchup against Miami, and it's going to be a tough game, man. But you guys have all the pieces of a national championship team, man. You really do.
No, I appreciate that. I love the team. And, you know the challenge. You know, these guys are playing great. And to beat that Texas team and to be down in the Drake game late to come back, you know, it's a team that, you know, that we're really going to have to beat if we want to advance and beat it out of them.
Dan Hurley, ladies and gentlemen, UConn head coach. Best of luck, coach.
Good luck to you, Dan.
Good luck.
Rooting for your brother.
Yo, awesome being on with you three dudes, man. For real. This is a hell of a trio right here.
Hey, Dan, the reason he told me the other day the reason he couldn't go to Rutgers was the bag wasn't quite big enough,
Dan,
like it was.
I did not say that, Dan.
Yes, you did. Stop lying.
Your actions spoke louder than any words, Jay.
Never said it, Keith.
You said if you were staying that close to home, it would have had to be bribe bags.
Keith, you're breaking up, Keith. Can I hear you?
Jay said the bag's got to match the one that Keith's getting.
Dan, good luck. Good luck in Houston. I'll see you out there.
Thanks, coach.
All right, Dan.
Later, boy.
Coming up.
It's illegal now. It's NIL. It's okay.
Yeah, NIL. Not illegal. That's what it's said. To the max. Illegal. Realistic destinations for Lamar Jackson coming right up. KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Are we on?
Yes, we are on.
Are we live?
Oh, there it is.
We're doing live.
All day today and yesterday, they take the program out of my ear, and I have no idea that we're back on. To the max, realistic destinations for Lamar Jackson, 0-50 or to the max is our potential answers. Not 75, Key, not 100, 0-50 or to the max. Go ahead, Shannon.
All right, the first team on this list, Key, the Washington Commanders, realistic destination for Lamar Jackson, Key, 0-50 or to the wham.
It's to the max. It's a realistic destination, but they're happy with what they have. They think Sam Howell, along with Jacoby Brissett, is a better option.
So how do you say that and believe that?
No, that's them. They got nothing to do with me. This is what they said as the Washington Commanders and Ron Rivera and company. They like what they have. I don't like what they have.
To the max. I don't give a damn what they tell you. That's a lie. They don't like what they have. I will say lies all day long. It means behind the closed doors, I'm going around to get what I want. They should be in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes to the max.
Oh, thank God for collusion or whatever is going on, because I don't want this dude in the division. I'm a Giants fan. Keep him away to the max, but keep him away out of the NFC. Lamar, you don't want the NFCs. Trust me, it's not a nice place. You'd hate it. Go ahead.
Are you trying to bring the property down, value down in the NFC East, Max?
Yes. Look.
Stay with Sam Howell. He's a North Carolina grad. He's fine.
Well, we don't need those problems in the NFC.
But if I was Daniel Snyder and I was leaving the league because I had to sell my team.
Oh, it's a good job.
I'd just give you $300 million fully guaranteed and just.
You know why that's bad business, Key?
Just do them in.
It's good business. The problem is that's actually the smart thing to do.
All right, let's move on to another team, Key. To the max, realistic destination for Lamar Jackson, the Indianapolis Colts.
To the max. Jim Irsay simply said, hey, man, I got to get a quarterback. I can't keep messing around with these statues that can't get out of their own way, and I don't have a money problem at all. I have a guarantee problem on the structure of the deal, but as far as the money goes, I'm willing to do it. So let's do it. Let's stop playing around. Let's get it done and figure out if he's the guy for you. Let's go.
Let's see if Key knows me. Key, to the max, what's going to be one of my reasons why I want him on the Colts?
Well, my family is there. My wife is from Indy, and, yeah, that's why.
My wife is from Indy.
Yeah, one of my teams,
one of my teams. Brother-in-law, father-in-law.
Brother-in-law, father-in-law.
You know it. Downtown, yeah. Spend time downtown. My great-grandmother-in-law, she's a gambler. I love it. It's the best family of all time.
I was going to say St. Elmo's.
St. Elmo's? Oh, yeah. Yeah, got it.
Look, this is to the max all day.
He wouldn't look right in a coach uniform, though. I can't.
Look what they've been trying. They keep trying to take guys off the scrap heap. Knock that off. Plus,
I know, but
he
don't,
none of these dudes are slam dunks in the draft this year.
You know how I am about uniforms? He just wouldn't look right in a coach uniform.
Yeah, it would look different.
It wouldn't look right.
Imagine if Lamar Jackson went to the Colts and won more Super Bowls there than Peyton Manning. You know, there's a
that won't happen.
Why not? If he went to the Colts, he would have.
He ain't going to the Colts, man.
Wants to get it done.
Yeah, Chris
talked about it yesterday.
Yo. Even if he won more Super Bowls than Peyton Manning, you would.
But that's a separate issue. Go,
he still wouldn't be.
That's a separate issue,
about Peyton Manning.
Look, they're not going to let that happen.
Separate issue. The bottom line is the man had a fourth quarter lead in every game he played
in.
What
if he did go to India with like two or three Super Bowls?
He could.
They'd be like, yeah, Peyton Manning built this stadium. Peyton Manning, they wouldn't even.
It'd be Lamar Jackson. Does he have a brother who plays? Get him drafted number one overall.
What's wrong with us?
All right, we're playing to the max here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, looking at realistic destinations for one Lamar Jackson. Next up on the list, Key, the Detroit Lions.
I would say it's a 50, but I don't think that Detroit's interested. The Jared Goff played well for them. He's been doing a pretty good job since coming over from the Rams. They're building a better football team with Campbell. And so I wouldn't. Yes. Is he an upgrade? Yes. But they're not going to do it.
22.5. 50%. I don't know why you wouldn't. And like, this is not disrespectful to Jared Goff. You're talking about a top five quarterback in the NFL. So whenever you get a chance to address a top five quarterback, why wouldn't you? 50.
I'll say to the max. You know, the more I think about it, the reason I say to the max is Goff is real. Goff played well last year, right? It looked good. But you're right, Jay. Like, the Packers have monopolized that division for how long now? Because they had the two best quarterbacks, Favre and then Rodgers. And when you look around, we'll see what Justin Fields becomes. He ain't there yet. You know, we know what Kirk Cousins is. We don't know what Jordan Love is. But Lamar Jackson, you immediately, day one, have a huge advantage over the rest of the division.
Exactly.
You got to take it to me.
All right, next up on the list of realistic destinations for Lamar Jackson, Key, the San Francisco 49ers, 0-50 or to the max?
Zero. They're not interested in Lamar Jackson. They don't have the currency nor the money to be able to even look at Lamar Jackson. They can look at him, walk around, but that's about all.
Look, zero. Notable teams with cap space. You can see it right here on ESPNU. 49ers. Negative $1.6 million.
Negative.
Chances, negative, everybody. Commanders, $0.9 million. Buccaneers, $3.8 million. Jets, $10 million. Every other team is positive. The Niners are negative.
You're not seeing zero. You're not saying 0-6-50 or to the max. You're saying negative $1.6.
Negative to the max.
Man, they got to pay people. They got to give most of his money.
Keyshawn Johnson.
What's up?
I could have sworn you told me.
Kick it down the road.
That there's no such thing as the salary cap.
Could
you imagine this team with Lamar freaking Jackson as the
quarterback?
Why not?
Because, Max, there's no such thing as a salary cap, but there's a number that they can't fit under here, which is Lamar's number.
That's
they just
called
can't
a
do
salary
it.
Cap.
No,
that's
you can't. You cap. Can't have. You can't have.
Max, that's not snow. That's you can't just have frozen s- water.
You can't have
from the
four
sky.
Players making
it's
four players
ice.
Making an average of $40 million a year. Come on now.
That's not ice. It's just when it gets below 32 degrees, the water freezes.
No, you can't make ice. You can't make it work.
No, there's no such thing.
You can't make Lamar's contract work, Nick Bosa's contract work, Ormstead's contract. Because it's a lot of money.
Kick the can down the road.
You can kick the can down the road. You see what the Dallas Cowboys are doing.
Yes.
They're going back and restructuring and restructuring and restructuring and restructuring and kicking the can down the road, You can do
Check
it, but the
out.
Niners aren't doing it.
Check this out. If there's no such thing as a salary cap, as Key says, I'm to the max on the Niners because
They're
they would
doing
day
it.
One be – listen to me carefully. God. If they got Lamar Jackson, day one, they are – by far
Live.
The best team in football.
Live.
By far the best team in football. So if there's no such thing as a salary cap, I'm to the max.
You see what it says? Realistic. That's unrealistic,
I
Max.
There's no such thing as a salary cap.
They don't
cap.
Have
Do
the
it.
Currency.
Oh. What's that another word for?
Shannon, get in there. Let's go.
Jeez.
All right, one more here, guys. To the max. Realistic destinations for Lamar Jackson.
Act happy.
New England Patriots, Key. What say you? 0-50 or to the max?
I would say 50. It's interesting. The owners' meeting in Arizona yesterday, I believe. Robert Kraft is down there, and he was asked about the Lamar Jackson situation. He said, well, that's Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's decision to do that.
I don't have
anything to do with that.
But
so
Robert Kraft texts with Meek Mill. Meek Mill told Robert Kraft that Lamar Jackson's the one. That should be enough to get this done.
That's his buddy. I mean – Meek Mill knows Bob. Bob and their buddies and
Bob
everybody's.
And Meek.
You know,
sounds like a reality show.
I don't think Belichick would do it, but
yeah. I'm gonna
it's
go zero, man. I'm gonna go zero. I'm sorry, I just don't see Bill Belichick.
Oh gosh,
Bill. How about this? Let me just keep it simple. Bill Belichick and Lamar Jackson. Names just don't go together.
No. But Bill can deal with that. Bill can deal with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I go a 50.
I'm gonna bet.
Yeah, I got 50.
It's not gonna go together.
I go a 50.
I'm gonna make it
better. Bill says whatever he wants, but Memphis Bleak said that.
But wait, though, Max and Jay, can you imagine?
Oh, good. No,
not Belichick.
Yeah.
The area. Can you imagine
if
Robert Kraft, Meek Mill,
can you imagine
Lamar Jackson, Bill Belichick? Having dinner.
Lamar Jackson was playing in Boston. Could you only imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
People would be pulling their hair out.
People would be loving him in Boston.
No.
Yes, because
they didn't even
be
give Cam Max,
be winning.
They didn't even give Cam a damn chance to land when he first got signed.
But if Cam doesn't mess up those two plays and they go to the playoffs, it's a different
story. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
No,
Max.
I hear what you're saying.
Out the gate, they didn't even give Cam an opportunity.
They got to sign Lamar so Jaylen Brown can stay a Boston Celtic. That would help.
Think about that. Oh, my goodness. Lamar Jackson.
My goodness.
They talked about Cam's clothes. Imagine them talking about Lamar's hair.
You think they got a little media attention if Lamar went to New England?
Goodness. Oh, them people up in Boston would pull out their they would
I'm
go
not trying
crazy.
To hear, I don't want to hear that Belichick couldn't win with Mac Jones. Lamar Jackson is available. Belichick is the GM. Kraft says it's up to him. So there's no excuses. There's no excuses for the Patriots. Zero.
Man, they got to figure it out, man.
Win the Super Bowl, Bill Belichick, or don't pass on Lamar Jackson.
Max,
I'm not trying to hear about Mac Jones.
He doesn't have
Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi, then go get Lamar. He's
available. I would personally go get Lamar.
Me
if I was
too.
Of course.
But, you know.
Doesn't take a rocket scientist.
Hey, who blinks first?
Is it a rocket
Ravens
or a rocket?
Or Lamar, KJM?
People in Boston will go crazy, man.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Lamar Jackson tweeted that he requested a trade from the Ravens on March 2nd in a series of tweets.
This is huge because Lamar Jackson now has publicly stated that he doesn't want to be a Baltimore Raven anymore.
And this is him publicly sharing his unhappiness.
Now Lamar Jackson is saying, I don't want another team to get matched by the Ravens in that contract offer. I'd rather go play for another team for the same amount of money or less than stay in Baltimore.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance here on ESPN Radio, and joined now by ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano.
Hey,
Graz, what was the reaction to Lamar's tweets coming out while John Harbaugh was speaking at the owners' meeting?
I mean, it was kind of unbelievable. I mean, we're all standing there at the table, and the tweet comes out as Harbaugh is basically walking in the room to sit down to talk to this table full of reporters. So, yeah, I mean, he talked for a half an hour, and I think Jameson Hensley, our Ravens reporter, told me afterwards, he said when he transcribed it, 26 minutes of it were on Lamar Jackson and that situation. If there had been another half hour, that probably would have been the same ratio. Look, it is obviously the biggest story around that team, maybe the biggest story going on in the NFL right now, and I think people spent a lot of yesterday trying to make sense of where things stand and really trying to imagine like a path to resolution for Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, because right now it's pretty difficult to see one.
Dan, with Indy basically and Chris Ballard along with Jim Irsay kind of,
yeah,
you know, toying around with the idea of investigating the possibility, is somebody realistically going to try to do something here? A team? Do you think you're down on the ground in Phoenix? Do you think there's a lot of chatter,
yeah,
that somebody may try and do something to pry Lamar from Baltimore?
I do at some point think it'll move to that phase. How successful they'll be will be a question. But all that's happened right now is internal conversations in teams' buildings. Is this something we want to pursue? Is this something we could afford to do in terms of what we would have to give the Baltimore Ravens in trade, in terms of what we would have to give Lamar Jackson in terms of a contract? So at this point, we're still waiting for another team to engage Lamar and or the Baltimore Ravens in those conversations. Yes, Dan, answer your question. I do think at some point that will happen. But I don't know how serious it'll get, how close it'll get, if the Ravens are going to want to seriously consider trading him. I think they'd listen, but I still don't know ultimately if a team is going to want to give Baltimore all that it would take to get this player and also pay this player what he wants. I think that's what's holding it up, is those two things that you have to do in order to make this happen.
You know, I was thinking as you was talking, Dan, because I don't know the answer, and you may have it for me and our listeners. A team like the Rams, for instance, that really doesn't have ones, they don't have, yeah, first-round picks. Can the Baltimore Ravens accept less than first round picks for the offer sheet, or do they have to be ones? Because you know the Rams will pay. They'll pay the money.
Well, right. They would. Look, I think if you're the Baltimore Ravens and you have a 26-year-old former MVP quarterback on the franchise tag, you have some degree of leverage, right? Like, he can't really go anywhere. Like, you can make him an offer sheet, and then if you're the Ravens, you say, yeah, give us two first-round picks, and he's yours. But in terms of the trade conversations, if it's not going to be an offer sheet and two first-rounders, I don't see how Baltimore could accept moving him in a package that doesn't involve at least one first-round pick or some kind of, you know, really great young player that's on a rookie deal that can kind of function as a pseudo first round pick in the trade. So again, it hasn't moved to that point yet where Baltimore has told teams what it would take. But when and if it does, I'd be surprised if they sold him off at a discount.
So, well, let me know when it does.
Dan Graziano,
don't hide it from us.
ESPN,
yeah, no kidding.
Insider joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So Dan, who blinks first? Lamar, the Ravens. What do you think?
Yeah. I think at this point, my guess would be Lamar because of the lack of interest in terms of what we know from other teams. He needs another team or two in the mix, right? I mean, remember, Deshaun Watson wanted out of Houston. There are four teams trying to get him. And he got a fully guaranteed contract, as we all know, and Houston got a haul of draft picks from the Cleveland Browns. So that's what has to happen. At this point, the situation from Lamar's standpoint is a mess. Look, guys, we've talked all about how he doesn't have an agent. And I'm not going to sit here and tell a guy, oh, you have to hire an agent. If he wants to do it himself, I admire that. I respect it. And I hope it works out for him. But right now, it's a mess, right? I mean, last week, it was a guy that he's in business with and working out with that was supposedly calling teams on his behalf, and the league didn't like that. Now you got Meek Mill calling Robert Kraft and telling him he wants to be on the Patriots. I mean, he needs to get some sort of organization to his whole effort here if he wants it to be successful. And right now, it's a little all over the map.
Maybe you should hire Ice Cube to do it instead of Meek Mill.
Told you.
I don't know. It depends on what you're into.
Yeah. What's the biggest storyline other than Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers? What's the biggest storyline out of the meetings?
I don't know. I think people thought that the Washington Commanders sale would be a story here this week, and it's not. The owners seem content to let that process play out on its own, and ideally Dan Snyder ends up selling the team, and they don't have to worry about taking any votes to remove him or anything like that. So that's been talked about sort of among us and when we've talked to people, when we've talked to interviewed people. But I don't get the sense that it's been a big topic of discussion in the owners' meetings. Other than that, I mean, there's some rule changes that are going to get voted on today, some of them involving replay and stuff like that. It's a little bit quiet. The two big stories are Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers when that gets done.
Dan, real quick, what about the conversation around Belichick and what Mr. Kraft was talking about, them getting it right and potentially, there's a lot of people that feel like Belichick's not living up to his last end of the bargain.
I think it's interesting. I think, it seems insane to think that, when we get to the point in the season where we're talking about potential, what jobs could come open, that we might have to raise an eyebrow there if it's not going well. But listening to Robert Kraft yesterday, it didn't sound like it's like, oh, he can coach as long as he wants. I think he wants to see improvement there, and they're in a tough spot. I mean, that division looks pretty loaded, especially once Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of the New York Jets. So I think there is a lot of pressure on Bill Belichick this year. I can't even get it out of my mouth without laughing. I mean, but it does seem like it's time for him to do something and make the playoffs and make some noise.
Dan, real quick before we let you go, let's say Lamar Jackson were the Patriots quarterback. Who do you think would be favored in the AFC East?
I think it would still be Buffalo, but boy, would it be a tough pick. I mean, that would be a game changer, obviously, for a team that right now you'd probably pick fourth in the division. So it'd be a conversation. You'd have to see what else they put around it.
I wonder if that's worth $250 million to Robert Kraft. If I were Robert Kraft, it certainly would be, but I'm not. Dan Graziano, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL Insider. Thanks as always, Dan.
All right,
far
Dan.
From it, Max.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I do believe, no matter what Lamar Jackson is saying right now about he wants to be traded, at the end of the day, I strongly believe that he'll be wearing that purple and black uniform come September.
Pay me my money if you love me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, ESPN Radio. What's your top landing spot for Lamar Jackson? Plus, I got to find. I'm tempted to ask Key about his new name. You know what, Key? I'm too curious. We're going to get to the calls in one second. What is this about a new name? What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about nothing. That I said I would want it earlier in the show. I said, I wonder if I change. What would it be like? I want to change my name.
But for what?
Like, what would, just because. what people do.
Key,
when they
luckily
get to a certain
for you.
Age, they try to reshift their identities. Mm-hmm. They want to, you know, come
instead
up with
instead of another tattoo, you want to change your name.
From like Jason to Jay or like
no,
or
like
a completely
from,
new
from
name.
From Keyshawn to like
Jose.
Jose Johnson?
Jose
David
Johnson.
Or something.
David,
you know.
Johnson.
David.
Yeah. Well, luckily for you guys. There's already a David Johnson who played in the NFL. It's too, you know, Keyshawn, at least we know who you – you got to pick a name where we know who you are, because Johnson is not is a last name a lot of people have. So you need a first name that pops out a little bit.
Luckily for you guys, we have a crack research team back here, and we put your names into an AI generator and came up with new ones for all of you.
Okay.
Ooh.
Keyshawn's brand new name is Dish. Dish was a huge hit with the neighborhood dogs when he first arrived to the neighborhood.
Dish Johnson.
Dish Johnson?
Dish Johnson.
I would be Dish Johnson if I played hoops. You know? Dish the Rock, right?
Go ahead. What else you got?
Jay's brand new name is Scattered. He has a best friend named Justin who has a new name too, which is Spun. So there you go. You and Justin have new names, Jay.
Scattered Williams.
Scattered
like
Williams.
A nickname.
Yeah,
see, I'm good with my name. I really don't want another name.
It's too late, Max. Your brand new name is Reginald, and this is
Reginald,
what the AI said.
Reggie.
Yeah,
you don't look like a Reginald.
Hey, Reggie.
The
Reggie.
AI says,
like a Reggie.
I'm not sure what to make of it or him for that
I don't
matter.
Know. I hate to say it, Max and Jay. I don't know a white Reginald. I just don't.
Mm.
A white Reggie? Have you seen
one? Reggie. I've never met a white
Reggie. I've never seen a white dude. That's Reggie.
Reggie is
a good.
If
you're a white
name.
Reggie, please go on to the show. I want.
Yeah, I don't
Reginald.
Know a white
my
Reggie.
My name is Reginald. I'm not going by Reginald. I'm going by Reggie.
Yeah.
Either or.
My father
I have
has
never
a name
seen.
Like, there's some names where the full name is the nerd name, but the like nickname is fine. My father's name is Henry. His friends call him Hank. If my name is Henry, you're not calling me Henry, but you can
but
call me
But that's the same
Henry.
Reason my original name, Max, is Joseph. I can't, that ain't, that's not, I had to go Keyshawn, because
right.
the Joseph just went, I don't look like a Joseph.
Right.
Not at all. Sorry,
like
Mom.
Dish.
I'm Ree.
Reggie.
Yeah, but a Reginald?
8-year-old Max is very happy. Had the little Reggie Jackson thing. You stepped on it, the ball came up, the wiffle ball, you hit it. Oh,
what's up, Reggie,
Reggie
man?
Jackson
what's up, Reggie? What are we eating tonight? That doesn't even sound right talking to you.
But see, Reggie. I don't like Scattered or Dish don't, that's not.
I don't
hey,
know. Dish Johnson sounds kind of tough.
What?
Dish Johnson? That
Dish
sounds pretty
Johnson
tough.
Johnson sounds like a fake.
Sounds
a,
like someone
a,
who worked
Dish
for
Johnson.
A newspaper in the 1930s.
No, Dish Johnson,
Johnson here.
Sounds like some fake C-list Hollywood actor type that want to hang out at the Air One. That's what it sounds like. One.
Dish Johnson, he did it in an advice column in a magazine in the 1950s.
Dish Johnson sounds like an actor on a Tubi movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like a weak actor, man, a C-list actor.
Dish Johnson sounds like one of Bronny's teammates.
Scatter Williams. What's up, Scatterbox?
Scatter Williams.
Kevin in Jersey.
Scatterbox.
I'm
let Reggie
Reginald
handle this. Kevin
Penn.
In Jersey, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Kevin, not. Come on, Jersey.
Kevin, come on now.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yes.
You're on.
Yes.
You're live.
Hey, man.
All right. That's not an auspicious.
Hey, all right, man. Holla back.
Kevin.
All right.
No. Wait.
I don't know, Kevin. We're waiting.
Kevin, what
Kevin,
you doing,
you gotta
man?
Get it out, Kev.
Hey, listen. Hey, Keyshawn, man. My name is Kevin Johnson, right?
Yeah.
My name is Kevin Johnson, man. Hey, Keyshawn, man, you got the same name. Got the same last name. Name is Kevin Johnson. My name is Kevin Johnson. Your name is Keyshawn Johnson. I want to.
Mm-hmm. What is he talking
I think
about?
You should give me a jersey, Keyshawn.
Oh, I see this man in jersey.
Hey, Keyshawn,
keep
I want a jersey,
line,
man. I want a jersey when you Keyshawn.
But I don't even know where to get jerseys.
Kevin, are
from.
You saying because you have the same last name and your first names both begin with a K, or in Key's case, the middle name, that
is
he should therefore send
the
you a
jersey?
Is that what
My
you're saying?
My name is Kevin Johnson. Right. His name is Keyshawn Johnson.
So it would be K Johnson.
I should get a jersey that say K Johnson, too.
All right.
Yeah. Is this what goes on the New Jersey, Jay?
Hey, man.
He representing
well,
your
he's saying
state.
That your jersey
no, no,
would look
no, no,
like it's
no, no.
his jersey.
He's from Jersey.
Yeah.
And he's representing Jay's state.
Mm-hmm. What
I
building?
Want to know from
that
Jay.
His name is Scatter.
Is this yeah, something that goes on, well, Scatterbox?
My name, yeah, Scatter. Scatter. Well, K Johnson. Yeah, there's he has a point.
Where am I going to get a jersey from?
You have a lot of your own jerseys.
I like that Kevin
no,
was
I have
like,
my
wait,
jersey
wait.
That is framed that I keep.
You don't have any other jerseys laying around?
I do not.
You took like 9,000 pictures the other
I
day.
I do
the
not
text
have jerseys,
chain.
Though. All my jerseys are framed that goes on the wall. I don't
well,
have any
well,
extra
go
jerseys.
Online and buy the man a jersey and send it to him.
Vinny in Southern California. You're on KJM.
He'll be waiting.
Damn. Is that how New Jersey works? Kevin, man, get it together. California. Hey, listen, Keith, I'm an UCLA guy, just so you know. At the end
That's
of the
okay.
day.
That's okay. Everybody makes mistakes.
Let me ask you guys one question. I'm a Denver Broncos fan. Two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and a fifth-round pick for Wilson. I mean, we all agree Lamar is a plug-and-play guy, right? At the end of the day, let's you guys pick on it. If he stays one time, you think he's going to be a Denver Broncos fan? And I think he's going to Atlanta, just so you know. He's going to Atlanta.
Atlanta claims
Appreciate you
they're
guys.
Out.
Yeah, Atlanta said they was out, which is interesting to me because they was in on Deshaun with all the issues, but they won't be in. And you got to think, right? Think about it this way, Max. If they was in on Deshaun, Jay, and they you certainly had to give up compensation. Mm-hmm. So Deshaun got $230 million fully guaranteed. What was the fully guaranteed number for Deshaun to Atlanta? Think about that. Mm. What was that guaranteed number? Was it 180? Was it 175? Was it 195? It had to be something because Cleveland's not going to go from 160 to 230 fully guaranteed. That's too much. That's too much. So Atlanta's number had to be close enough that they felt, oh, we could take this money from Atlanta, but then Cleveland stepped up and gave a little bit more.
No,
so
I
they
don't think
ran
a little
Cleveland.
More, Key. I think Cleveland realized they had to give a lot more to Lando.
Okay, so what's a lot more, though, Max?
My
Another
guess
$40 million?
Yeah, my guess
okay,
is something
so
like
my,
that.
Okay, so go 230 minus that.
$190, so Falcons buck, sitting on a $190, right?
So let's say that they were sitting on a $190.
Yeah,
if you was going to give him a $190.
Give Lamar $200 because the time is pet. Yep.
$200 guaranteed.
That's all I'm saying. So why would they be out?
Tim in Ohio, what you got? You got 20 seconds.
Hey, I think the best place for him to go is Washington. Look what Ron Rivera did with Cam Newton in Carolina. Took him to the Super Bowl. He won an MVP. We have weapons. We got a running back. We got a stellar defense. Washington is the place.
It certainly looks like a candidate. I hope he does not choose it as a Giants fan.
Scatter, what's
what
happening
do you think,
for the
Dish?
Rest of the day, man?
What do you think, Dish? I got first take, man. Are you on first take today?
No, tomorrow. NFL Live, first take, our show. You know, they doing a triple.
Yeah, you got your triple header.
You know how.
Biss Johnson.
Yeah. All right, Scatter.
All right, this is.
All right, Reggie.
Dish, Scatter, and Reggie.
Reginald.
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 No, no, Reggie. I go
I
by
like
Reggie.
Reginald.
I don't know about y'all.
I like Reginald. You look like when you sit like that with your posture.
DSR. DS. Here on ESPN Radio. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.